Good morning. You can turn to Luke chapter 12 if you'd like to. Well, if you can, I should say. I'm going to take up some time here reading the whole chapter. Before I do that, I am going to read a verse from 1 Peter 4, evidently. Okay. Excuse me, I didn't write down which verse it was. I'm finding the verse. Okay, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So I looked up that word, the word oracles. And it's a Greek word, logion, meaning literally utterances. So those who speak, I'm assuming it means in front of a group, like preaching or ministering, should speak from God's word, and they should speak it as it is God's word. Excuse me. Don't do this often. Don't have to do this for song leading. All right. I don't know if I'm going to use this even. I might not even walk around. Okay. Yeah, before I read the chapter, something we're going to notice as we're reading is that the chapter has a lot to say about possessions. And I have more to say on that, but I'll just read. In the meantime, when there were gathered together and crowed one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for a farthing, for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you into the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, Take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye not be able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms, and provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would have come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? If it be already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on the earth? I tell you nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, There cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, There will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. Let's all stand for prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody who is here. I pray for those that are traveling, that the weather would not hinder their safe travel. Thank you for those that have been traveling and have traveled and made it safely to their destinations. I pray for all those in Ghana, and I pray for those in Chicago and in Kentucky and in Pennsylvania. I pray that the Bible school there, we have several young youth there. I pray that they would get a blessing from their time there and that they would make it home safely as well. Bless your word, God. I pray that it would not return to you empty. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. So we see in this chapter, like a lot of Jesus' teaching and a lot of scripture, it speaks about our possessions. It deals with having a little bit and how we're not supposed to worry about it because God knows what we need and he has it all under control and he's going to take care of us. It also speaks about having abundance and how we are not supposed to be greedy and hoard our abundance that God has given us. While thinking about this opening, I was also feeling very blessed by my life. I woke up and I was warm and I had clothes to put on and I had food to eat and I had a nice car to drive. It doesn't have the best heat, but I have more clothes to put on if I need to be warmer. And how true is that of everyone here? Did anybody wake up this week and just like shiver because you were so cold, there was no heat in your house? Did anybody wake up and say, oh, what am I going to eat today? Probably not. We're very blessed people. Verse 48 says, part of verse 48 says, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. And so we see, because we have been so blessed, we have a greater requirement before God. It's not that people who have less have a lesser requirement, but there is it seems that there is more laid upon those who have more to be more giving to others. And we see that in verse 33, sell that ye have and give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. So the idea is that those who have more, God gave you more so that you can bless others with it. Okay. While thinking about my blessings, the song Count Your Blessings came to my mind. In that song, I'm sure you're all aware, it speaks about life being like a ship. And there's always like these storms and waves just like crashing up against you and threatening certain things, threatening to take away supposedly your livelihood. And it seems like there's an unending list of problems. But instead, the song tells us we're supposed to focus on all that God has done to bless us every day. And I have written here, a warm house, food, vehicles, friends and family, wealth, freedom to have church openly, just to name a few of our material blessings God provides us. It's a very good practice to focus on our blessings rather than our problems. However, I believe we need to go further and consider what we're doing with our blessings. I read it. It's in this chapter, verse 42 to 48, I believe. It's talking about the faithful and wise stewards and those who are not faithful and wise. And the servants that were misusing their master's goods, it says that their Lord returned when they weren't expecting it, and he cut them in sunder and gave them a place with the unbelievers. That's really scary. I mean, that's just terrifying when you really think, like, Who do you think he's talking to? He's talking to, this is after Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable to us or even to all? And then he's like, he's speaking to Peter here and to the rest of the disciples, I believe. And he's saying, you guys need to be paying attention. You need to watch. You need to make sure that you are not misusing what I've given you. Something that came to mind as I was reading all of this as well is in James chapter 1. Another very familiar passage. James chapter 1, verse 21 says, Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. This passage tells us how to live out Scripture by serving others. In order to fulfill this Scripture, we need to also fulfill other Scriptures because it says we need to be doers of the Word. So to be a doer of this Word, we need to be a doer of other Word. That was really bad grammar. And, okay. I just threw myself way off. Verse 21. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. When it tells us to do something that specific, like to receive something with meekness, what should that tell us about the thing we're supposed to receive? If it has to tell us to receive it meekly, there must be a tendency to not receive it meekly. And so I think with a lot of Jesus' teachings, similar to this, it's hard to take. But it says we need to receive it meekly and to lay apart our filthiness and superfluity, which means just like surplus or excess of naughtiness, and to receive in its place, in the place of our wickedness, we need to receive God's word, which he will graft into our lives as we purge ourselves, as we allow him to purge ourselves of the wickedness. Receiving something meekly is not putting up a fight or just resisting. Receiving something meekly is accepting it. I believe it tells us here in James. Okay, I just lost my place. Excuse me. It tells us here to receive Scripture meekly because there are a lot of teachings in Scripture that can be very hard to take. And naturally, we try to push back against it using other scripture or a different interpretation of the passage. Luke 12 is one of those passages that has a lot that feels very difficult to take and accept because it goes contrary to what we want to hear. Jesus in Luke chapter 8, verse 5 to 8, says a parable about God's word being seed and our hearts being soil. God wants our hearts to be tender to take in his word. That is how we are going to produce his fruit. Question to ponder. Am I using my blessings to bring fruit into God's kingdom? How am I spending or using what God has blessed me with? These are just some thoughts I had. Thank you.